West Germans came late to computer hacking. In the early 1980s, to the general public in Europe, hackers were the perpetrators of computer break-ins, and they had little in common with the original hackers from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the 1960s and 1970s, for whom hacking meant extremely clever computer programming that extended the limits of technology. The Chaos Computer Club was formed in 1984 by Hubert Holland Moritz, an elven 32-year-old computer programmer and fervent radical with a boisterous sense of humor, who shortened his name to Vau Holland for its simplicity. He chose the name Chaos, on the other hand, for its pure shock value. In reality, his club was the very picture of meticulous organization, with a hierarchy of officers and sub-officers, some of whom came to fall just short of celebrity status. Vau was soon joined by Stefan Wernery, a jittery and intense 22-year-old high school dropout, full of bravado and a natural ability to organize. Like a seasoned PR man, Stefan could be articulate and outspoken without saying anything of substance. When it came to difficult questions, he deferred to Vau. Vau's approach to computers and to hacking was, he claimed, driven by ideology. A crusader for privacy rights, he had written articles for the left-wing Berlin newspaper Tageszeitung, criticizing West Germany's controversial 1983 census as an official conspiracy to pry into people's lives. He also attacked as threats to privacy the computer-readable identification cards that the West German government was developing, and computer data gathering systems designed to sniff out terrorists. On its face, Vau's defense of privacy seemed to have conflicted sharply with his adherence to the hacker ethic, the well-established, if informal, code of conduct observed by earlier generations of computer hackers. Not only should all information be free, but access to computers and the information they contain should be unlimited. As Vau saw it, however, there was no tension between his theory and practice. Like a lot of computer people, Vau was a libertarian when it came to these issues. That is, he believed government and other large institutions shouldn't be meddling in people's personal lives, but individuals should be able to get anything. The systems Vau hacked into were owned and operated by authoritarian institutions, forces that hardly championed an individual citizen's right to privacy. Hackers like Vau thought of themselves as modern Robin Hoods. Through hacking, they could expose gaping holes in computer security and heighten public awareness of security loopholes. Paradoxically, perhaps, the club was trying to appeal to both the West German love of law and order and a concern for civil liberties. If he broke into computers, Vau argued, it was to make the point that West German institutions were wrong if they thought their computers were safe from outside meddling. And it was with the 1984 hack of the Bildschirmtext system that Vau sought to prove his point. Bildschirmtext was an electronic information service that was supposed to make the computer terminal an indispensable fixture in every West German home, third only to the telephone and television. Simple telephone lines would link home terminals with huge databanks offering information and services for sale. In 1984, the Bundespost made bold predictions that by 1985, 1 million West Germans would be using Bildschirmtext, or BTX for short, for everything from calling up train schedules to ordering opera tickets. But it was expensive for consumers, and for those not familiar with computers, it was intimidating. Getting comfortable with the BTX electronic marketplace meant getting comfortable with technology as a routine part of life. West Germans carried on an uneasy relationship with technology. It could have been the memory of the horrifying consequences of Germany's superior military technology in World War II, or it could just have been the same ambivalence that everyone in the industrialized nations felt towards technology. So, a national queasiness about the information age had a habit of emerging in ways both subtle and obvious. For some West Germans, computerization carried the specter of lost jobs. For others, it raised new and unsettling threats to Datenschutz, or data protection. West German citizens hardly welcomed new ways of gathering and interpreting ever more information about them. It came as little surprise to most West Germans when, by 1988, just 120,000 households in the Federal Republic had signed up for BTX. Eventually, the Federal Republic would concede that its $450 million investment in Bildschirmtext had been an extravagant failure. Vau and Stefan were convinced that the BTX service was far from foolproof, and they used the Hamburg Sparkasse, Hamburg's largest bank, to prove it in 1984. The trick was simple. Once the two had gotten their hands on the bank's BTX identification code and password, they set up an automatic dialer and programmed it to call the Chaos Club's $6-per-call BTX information service continuously throughout the night, charging the calls to the bank. By night's end, the bank's bill had come to $81,000, but Vau and Stefan didn't try to collect the money. Instead, they held a press conference to announce their coup. The bank stunt brought the fledgling club instant notoriety. Germans became convinced that their bank accounts were helpless victims in the hands of electronic hoodlums. Their children signed up with Chaos.